Well, Fremont, for a little town, has a lot of colorful history, and we're very proud of that. We have five historic markers in Fremont, and one of them is of the Mass Tree Riot that took place in April of 1734, and it was illegal to cut down white pine trees measuring 24 inches in diameter, 2 feet above the ground. Those trees were to be reserved for the King's Royal Navy, and it was illegal for the colonists or the property owners to cut them down. But, of course, because they were the best trees on their property, people cut them down. And when the Surveyor General of the King's Woods came a calling to Copy Hole Mill, which was on the Fremont-Brentwood line, to see about reports that trees had been cut there, he was greeted by men who threatened to kill him if he didn't turn around and go back to Portsmouth, where the provincial capital of New Hampshire was at that time. Now he was convinced that they had indeed cut down illegal trees, and he sent a committee of 10 men to come back and check it out. Well, they put up for the night in Exeter, got drinking and carousing. The word got out of what their intent was, and a group of about 40 so-called Natick Indians dressed up as so-called Natick Indians and attacked the inn that they were staying in and punched holes in their boats that they had floated up the Squamscott River in. And that was part two of the riot. So that was the first riot of its type in American history. And it was really a rebellion against what the Americans considered an unjust and unfair British law. So technically, in a sense, the seeds for American independence were planted right in Old Exeter, which included Brentwood and Fremont at the time, at that time.